Today's episode is made in partnership with the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi Indians Native Nations Youth Council.
They think we're lazy.
They think we're weak-willed.
They think we're entitled.
They think we're selfish.
They think we don't care about anybody but ourselves.
We are compassionate.
We are resourceful.
We are capable.
We want to make a difference in the world.
We are underestimated.
Welcome back to Underestimated, Jeanette Robertson. My name is Chelsea, and for the past year, I've been investigating the case of Jeanette Robertson. To recap, Jeanette was a 27-year-old female murdered on January 19, 1983, in Reed City, Michigan. She was killed in the basement of the Gamble's hardware store, her workplace, in broad daylight. Jeanette was a wife, a mother, and a friend to many. Over the course of this investigation, my past classmates and I have filed FOIAs, interviewed people who knew Jeanette, and even traveled to Reed City for the yearly walk held in her honor. When I last left you all, I'd introduced a potential suspect, Lisa Miracle. With Jim Clemente's analysis in mind, I've been trying to figure out who Lisa really was. Whether she may have worked as a farmer, whether she had a history of anger or violence, and whether she was known to fly off the handle. So far, those answers have been hard to find. The past couple months have been especially challenging. There have been no new leads, few people to interview, and many memories have faded with time. But over summer, I was able to obtain 3 new FOIA releases containing crime scene photos, evidence photos, images of possible suspects, and most importantly, Jeanette's diary. And the best way to understand who Jeanette truly was is through her own words. April 12, 1982. Should I or shouldn't I? I think it will be very interesting to keep track of myself for a year. However, I bought this diary on April 12th, and I also bought one for my Jenny. I had an awful time trying to get this one unlocked. April 7th, time skip back. We believe she wrote the days before April 12th from memory. Lena, Don, and the 3 kids came up this afternoon. Don was tired and wanted to sleep, but I talked him into coming over to our apartment by bribing him with hot homemade biscuits. Now, this next entry involves some personal information about relationships that shouldn't be blasted on a podcast. However, for later entries to make sense, here's a quick summary. Jeanette was furious at one of her friends, Dale. He had kissed someone close to her that she didn't want him to, quote, infect. She called him later that night to give him a piece of her mind, however, he was not home. April 9th. Ma took Lena, me, and the kids shopping. She bought each kid a new outfit, complete with underwear and socks. They didn't have a medium Duke of Hazzards, so Kevin Lee had to get a large. April 10th. Went to Mama's. She made Easter baskets for the kids. Alvin worked on Mama's car. Back home, I got a letter from Daddy with $5 and a recipe for field mouse pie. I need to let our mouse go. She is still wild and I think would be a lot happier free. It is getting warm enough so she shouldn't freeze. April 11th. Didn't go to K.H. today. I feel restless. Alvin doesn't want to go anywhere, and I didn't pressure him for a change. I changed Kevin Lee's room around and took out his extra bed. Now he has more room. I changed Jenny's room around too, and put in some plants. Cleaned the house. April 12th. I believe this is the day when she bought the diary. It is very unclear, but this is our theory. Did my usual running around today. Went to the store, bank, Ben Franklin's, paid the phone bill, washed two loads of clothes, called the insurance company for Alvin, and called Southside Jung for a part for Redacted's car, all before lunch. After lunch, I went to the library. Mama finally got her grandfather's clock. Went out to Mama's after Alvin came home. He worked on his car, and we both helped Mama set up a clock. It sure is beautiful. It's taller than any of us. April 13th. Today started off bad. Rushing the kids to the car so I could drive them to school. I locked my keys in the house. I used Tiffany's phone and called Mama at the city hall. She came and drove the kids to school and Redacted to work. And then, as I couldn't get in the house until the maintenance man got here at 9, I went to work with Mama. At 9, she drove me home. I washed two loads of clothes. April 14th. Today was perfect. The sun shined all day long and it was pretty warm. I drove out to Pine River, accessed and walked around and took some pictures. It was beautiful. The trees are budding, but they have no leaves yet, and the air smelled fresh and clear. It was nice to be able to listen to the birds for a change. I saw two ducks fully overhead, but didn't get a picture, and a dead deer. Kids had a half day of school. Today I picked them up at 11:15 a.m. and was introduced to Dale's girlfriend, Dana. Played a basketball game with Chris and Andy and won. Went bike riding with Trisha. April 15th. Another beautiful, sunshiny day. Forgot to mention yesterday, two Seta workers came over and started painting my hall and bathroom. They got it finished today. I went out and bought a new shower curtain and looked at their bath assemblies. Found a clue in what I like. Hope I can get it tomorrow. Made applesauce meatloaf for supper. Mama came over for a while before her meeting. Trisha came over and showed me how to play a card game called King's Corner. Then we rode bikes. April 16th. It was raining when I woke up this morning, supposed to have storms. Alvin told me he doesn't want a toilet seat cover because the seat won't stay up with it on. I wish he would let me fix up the bathroom. Didn't accomplish much of anything today. I practiced guitar. Mama isn't feeling well, has a headache she can't get rid of, and has dizzy spells and is sick to her stomach. She took off work early to go home. April 17th. Alvin doesn't want to go to Mama's today. I took a couple loads of clothes and went anyways. Redacted and Nancy were there. Nancy gave me some quilting patterns. I think I could like her. Mama and I planted seeds. Alvin said I could get the bath assembly, but when I buy it, I didn't like the feeling of it. On the way back from Mama's, I picked up some supper. Subs for the kids and I, and steak and gravy for Alvin. April 18th. This morning I am sick. Must have been the sub I had yesterday. I didn't sleep well last night. Went to Mama's. Had hot dogs for lunch and fried chicken and pudding for supper. We changed the living room around and policed her yard. Beautiful day. Finally got a picture of the old barn. Not quite the setting I wanted, but may try again later. April 19th. Nice sunshiny day. I washed two loads of clothes this morning, swept, mopped, and dusted. Started crocheting a yellow parrot. Redacted came over and invited me to lunch at the Frontier. Not bad. This afternoon, I tried to lay down for a nap, but couldn't get to sleep. I'm so tired lately. I take my vitamins every morning, but it doesn't seem to do any good. Gotta ride Daddy and Lana today. At about 10 p.m., I went to the store and bought a pizza. Alvin and I ate the whole thing. What happened to eating right? Thank you. April 20th. Raining again. Dropped the kids off at school, went to the store, washed 2 loads of clothes, brought them home, and hung them inside. Kelvin took me to lunch at the coffee house. Jenny is spending the afternoon at Redacted's house. Mama told me about a man in the area who is picking up kids from the streets. Alvin doesn't feel well, has a bad cold. Made him some chicken soup and an egg sandwich for supper. April 21st. Supposed to snow today. Woke up to a bright sunshiny day. I hope it lasts. I wash clothes again. Mama called. Wants to take me out to lunch. Mr. Truman called about my lessons, then S. Oliver called and is coming over to visit. April 28th. Bought a pair of gerbils at Gamble's today. A brown male and a black female. Mrs. Angles told me they should have babies in a couple of months. After guitar practice, I drove out to Mama's and let the mouse go. Don't know if that was a smart thing to do. April 29th. Haven't seen Dale or spoken to him on the phone for a week now. April 30th. Dale called and said he's been too busy to call. That's good. He found something to keep him occupied. We got cable TV today. May 1st. Oddly, in this entry, the first part was cut out. It seems she cut it out herself. Went to Mama's today. Washed clothes, went to Cadillac to get shocks of Alvin's car. Kelvin's car tore up again. This time it was the points. They had to pull it home. Alvin left, so Kelvin had to learn how to put the points and the condenser on by himself. He did it, but it was rough. I hope it's alright. I still haven't heard from Daddy. May 3rd. Mom and I went to Patterson's Flowers for lunch. She bought 2 flats of Blue Angel Aquarium, enough for every mother in the church to receive a plant. She also bought pots, foil, and ribbon. It actually would have been paid by the church, but Mama pays for it and calls it a donation. Mama does so much for others. She asked me to write a poem for Mother's Day at her church. How can you write a poem expressing everything your mother is? I try anyhow. Mama came over for supper, as she had a council meeting at 7 p.m. May 5th. Kelvin called me and asked me to go to Big Rapids with him to price cassette players and speakers for Mama's car. We found what we wanted at Radio Shack. May 6th. Went to guitar practice this morning. May 7th. Went to City Hall this morning and talked to the secretary about making her a couple of skirts. I let her take 2 patterns to see how much material she would need. She said she would have the material first thing Monday morning. Jenny brought home a vase she had pointed, and Kelvin Lee brought home a piece of clay with his handprint and the year embedded on it. Went out to Mama's right after Alvin came home from work. The kids spent the night there. May 8th. Went to Mama's. The kids played in their playhouse, and Mama and I planted, foiled, and put ribbons on 88 plants for the church. Took us 4.5 hours. We watched a movie on the TV. We had tacos for lunch and hot dogs for supper. Redacted had Nancy over. I washed 2 loads of clothes. Mama brought a plant for Redacted and carnations in a vase for Jenny to give me for Mother's Day. She also gave me one of the little plants we fixed up. May 9th. Went to Paris Fish Park this morning. Fed the fish and visited the duck and geese. I looked for the robin silly bird, but I didn't see any robins there. If he returned to this area, he must have gone back to the last place we set him free. I will check later. Went out to Mama's. She was planting the rest of her flowers in the flower beds. I got my pocketbook that I left there yesterday. May 14th. I washed 2 loads of clothes. May 15th. Alvin doesn't want to go anywhere today, so I wrote a list and went out and bought groceries. I also went to Ben Franklin's and picked up stuff to make Mama's hanger out of. Then Jenny and I went by Redacted's to pay for my Tupperware, and by Gamble's to buy the gerbils an exercise ball, and a TV guide. It took most of the day to make the hanger. I helped Jenny and Kelvin macrame with the leftover scraps. May 16th. Didn't do much of anything this morning. We laid out in the shade on the grass for a while the kids climbed a tree. Then, Alvin took us to the Dairy Depop and we each had an ice cream. Went out to Mama's at 6. There we picked lilacs and took a drive to Mama's church to pick more. The mosquitoes were terrible. Back home, I cooked supper. We all took baths and went to bed. May 17th. I walked the kids to school today, stopped by City Hall. Carol asked me to make a plant hanger, so I went by Ben Franklin's to get the stuff. Back home, I watered the plants and repotted 2 Swedish ivy plants. I'm gonna give Carol one of them. Mama came over and played with the gerbil and bird. I wrapped Daddy's curtains and went to the post office and mailed them. Then I went to City Hall to take Mama her hanger and Carol her plant. Went to the library. Seen an ad in the paper for someone to work at the pet department in Gamble's. I told Bonnie I wanted to apply, so she had to come back tomorrow and take a test and fill out an application. May 18th. I went to Gamble's at 10 a.m. and filled out an application and test. The test was hard. She said I did all right on it and will call me back later in the week. I really hope I get the job. There's a lot to know, but it's all stuff I enjoy learning about. It took me 2.5 hours to fill in all that stuff. Mama was looking for me and took me to the Dairy Depop for a monster burger and shake. I went to the park to eat. It was cold. May 19th. Had guitar practice this morning. It went okay. May 20th. Mama had a meeting tonight, so she came over for a while. Got ready to go to KH around 5:30 p.m. At 6 p.m., Mama went with us to the high school to see K-12 art show. We left there at 6:30 to go to KH, and Mama went back to our house until it was time for her meeting. It was nice to be at KH again. Jenny and I answered a question, and Kelvin wanted to, but wasn't called on. Redacted bought us a Bible. May 21st. Mama called me about 10 a.m. She told me we wouldn't be able to go to Uncle Johnny's this weekend. She asked me to come out to her house, so I rounded up 200 pennies, cashed them, and bought gas and went to her house. We went to Cadillac. Back home, Alvin asked me if I wanted to go to Cadillac to pick up a pair of roller skates for Jenny. Jenny spent the night at Redacted's house. We bought her roller skates and Mama and I picked out 3 blouses and 1 pair of pants for her. I paid for 2 blouses. May 22nd. Kathy came home with Jenny to spend the night. Watched cartoons in the morning, then went out to Mama's house. Jenny loved her skates. She took them out to Mama's and skated in the basement. It rained most of the day. We watched TV, then went home. May 23rd. Mama came over at 9 a.m. this morning. She had all the fishing stuff in her car. We decided to go up to Crystal Lake above Frankfort. It was sprinkling and cold, but we went anyways. Didn't get any bites. We collected shells and fed a pair of swans some bread. Tiffany went along with us. We ate sandwiches and crackers and cookies and drank Mountain Dew. Back home, Mama stayed for a bit, then left. Alvin went to Larry's work on a starter, and I made Carol's macrame hanger. Alvin came home at 11 p.m. We went to bed. May 24th. I washed 2 loads of laundry, dried one, hung up the others. Maxine Oliver called me to remind me of the baby shower for Redacted. Mama came over for lunch, then I went to Redacted to ride to the shower with her. It was okay. I'm not good around a lot of people. After the shower, I picked up the kids from school, made them supper. Beef and gravy with mashed potatoes and corn. We went to a special meeting at Kingdom Hall. Got back about 9 p.m. and went to bed. May 25th. Called a few people for a Tupperware party I'm having on the 9th. Got 10 people to come. May 26th. We went out to a field service this morning. Learned how to help Jim in and out of the van with his wheelchair. I didn't have a magazine or a serum practice, but I went anyway. Jim called me later and went over a serum with me. May 27th. Bonnie Ingalls called me about the job at Gamble's. She said to come up Tuesday the 8th and talk to her husband. Went to Kingdom Hall tonight. May 28th. Housework today. Mopped all the downstairs and hall and stairs. Mama came over for lunch. The Olivers came over about 7:30 p.m. We made popcorn and drank iced tea. Larry gave me another art book. May 29th. Mama came over this morning, and we all went to the hospital flea market. I bought Jenny a pair of pants. We entered the cakewalk, and Mama won a cake. We had hot dogs and Mountain Dew for lunch. Afterwards, we went to Mama's. Alvin cut some grass, I washed some clothes, and helped Mama paint a sign. We dried the clothes at the laundromat in Reed City. May 30th. Went to Kingdom Hall. The brother gave a good talk on everlasting life. He was from Claire. I bought the kids each a great teacher book. Back home, we bought groceries for the week. Then I laid down and took a nap. Watched TV the rest of the day. May 31st, Memorial Day. No one goes to work and the kids are out of school. Today, Jenny is 9 years old. We watched the parade, then went to Mama's house. Went fishing. I caught a small bass, a small perch, and a lot of little sunfish. We kept the biggest sunfish and perch. The bass was under legal size, so we threw him back. The kids swam while we fished. I had a good time. We used all the worms and had to dig more. We will dig them up next time instead of buying them. The worms are better. Wash clothes. I forgot to hang them up when I got home. June 1st. Hung up the smelly clothes. I should go and wash them again, but Alvin didn't leave me any money for the laundromat. Then watered plants. June 5th. Talked to Mama and Alvin into fishing. Didn't catch anything good enough for a meal. Let the two we did catch go. I went in my bathing suit under my jeans and shirt. As soon as the two guys in the boat left, I took my jeans off. Got my line hooked in a tree, and one guy yelled, trying to catch fish or trees. June 6th. Calvin still has a fever and sore throat. Bought groceries. Went out to Mama's about 5 p.m. for a cookout. I had a wonderful time. Calvin felt a little better. We roasted hot dogs and ate potato salad and chips. Alvin didn't come, so we left him at home. Back home, the Dribbles had babies. 3. They're so tiny and pink. The male doesn't seem to bother them, so I will leave them together for now. June 7th. Calvin feels a little better, even though his throat still hurts. I noticed a kitten following some kids to school this morning. On the way back, he was running in the road. I picked him up and knocked on some doors, but no one had seen him before. Of course, I took him home. Maybe Calvin Bruce's girlfriend, Nancy, will take him for me. I wish I was allowed to keep cats and dogs. Mama came over for supper tonight. She gave us sirloin steak. June 8th. This morning I had to go by Gamble's to talk to Mr. Ingalls about working there. They made me wait an hour. While I was waiting, Mrs. Ingalls, Bonnie, took me down to the pet department and asked me to identify some fish. I got most of them right. Finally, Mr. Ingalls talked to me. He asked me a few questions and told me they would call me tomorrow. I have got a sore throat and an upset stomach, which is steadily getting worse. I took so much throat medicine that I'm sick. Couldn't swallow towards that evening. Went to sleep on the couch with a towel to expel my saliva on. Throughout her life up until now, was nowhere out of the ordinary. She was a good wife, an amazing mother, a friend to all, and overall, genuinely just a good person. However, one event can change the outcome of your whole life. Jeanette's next entry marks the moment in time that ultimately led to the end of her life. June 9th. I didn't sleep well last night. Got up at 5:30 a.m. and tried to drink some iced tea. Hurt so much. Alvin left at 6 and I started my cake for my Tupperware party. Too sick to go to guitar practice, but can't let down all those coming to the party. Kelvin, B, and Nancy are coming over. Kelvin brought me some antibiotics and Nancy took the kitten home. Mama brought a lot of stuff for the Tupperware party. Daddy called and is in the hospital for a virus infection. We'll try to get up there to see him. I got the job at Gamble's. I still can't believe it. Underestimated Jeanette Robinson Season 2 was researched, written, and produced by Chelsea. Intro music by Haley. All other music by Shane Yoder. Our show artwork was done by Chelsea, and the series artwork also created by Chelsea. The Underestimated Podcast is a production created in the Brandywine Community Schools Broadcasting CTE program. We want to thank you for listening, and a huge thank you to our community sponsors for supporting us and helping fund our work. Please make sure to leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Underestimated.